it's going to be on this show, and I'm joined by half of One Direction right now, Harry and Niall. Good afternoon.
Hello, Greg J. Hello, hello.
How
hello,
are you?
People of England.
Are you well?
Yes, I'm very excited. Excited for everyone.
Yeah,
we've got our first live lounge, and it's the first time you've had the live lounge on your show, so it's an exciting day for all involved.
Normally, the live lounge is with Clara Amfo, and she's on from 10 o'clock every morning, so the live lounge has always been at midday, but it's really exciting to have it at 5 o'clock, because there'll be a whole load of people who don't normally hear a live lounge properly live, who will get to hear it live today.
Indeed.
So Harry is here, but you've got voice issues, haven't you? You're on vocal rest, Harry.
On live lounge day, not ideal.
He's got an app on his phone.
The doctor told him, sing it. The doctor
Here's
told
the other two. Hey. Here they are. What, come on in.
Yeah, hey, no.
We're live.
Sorry, we're late.
On the radio.
Louis and Liam, welcome.
Oh,
we're live right now.
How are you, lads? You all right?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic.
Liam, all good?
Absolutely great, mate. Can't
good.
Complain.
We were just saying about the live lounge being at 5 o'clock for the first time ever. So that there'll be a load of people that will never hear a live lounge properly live, and it's going to happen today.
It's great.
That is great. It's really exciting.
Thank you very much, Radio 1.
What were your, when you, because obviously you've listened to Radio 1 since day dot.
Yeah.
Are there any ones that stick out in your mind from years gone by that you listened to as a listener and you thought, oh my God, that was an amazing moment? Who was some of your, maybe your favourite bands?
The mix were great.
Yeah.
The harmonies and stuff they did, I thought that was brilliant, because they have that album.
Oh, sorry, I'm away from it. Yeah, Little Mix were really, really good, I thought.
Yeah.
There's definitely got to be. I'm just trying
so
to think.
There's so many of them.
I remember a moment when I remember being off school, maybe it was holidays, and Dave Grohl was doing a live lounge. It was just him and his guitar. And I remember hearing that was the first one I ever heard live. And I thought, he's actually on the other end of the radio right now. But there'll be all your fans be listening all around the world, just going, this is happening right now.
Yeah,
so they are singing to us right now, and there'd be millions of people listening. The amount of tweets I've had this week, ridiculous.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It's exciting.
I still can't believe that after 5 years we're only doing our first one now.
Yeah.
We've talked about it for ages though. We have wanted to do it for absolutely ages, but obviously it gets really busy around this time, but it's nice. I'm glad that we're finishing on it a little bit for the break.
Definitely.
It's
really
nice. Cool.
So when you bring up the break, and I imagine it'll be, obviously you'll be knackered and you've gone around the world a million times and you're obviously excited about a bit of time off, but I was in the sound check earlier and I heard a bit of Infinity. And I got a bit emotional, because the chords are quite emotional anyway.
Yeah.
And will there be a bit of that today, where you'll be thinking, this will be the last live lounge we do for, you know, quite a while. We don't know when, you don't know when you're going to come do another live lounge, but
hiatus.
I suppose...
Hiatus.
Sorry?
Hiatus.
Hiatus. I think it's something else then.
No, I think we'll be more excited, because it's something we've literally wanted to do for, like, we spoke about it for so, so long.
Because it's known all over the world, the Radio 1 Live Lounge, it's such an exciting thing to do. So I don't think it's going to be that, like, somber. I think we're really excited about it.
I don't want to be somber. It's a celebration. Harry's typing.
Well, we're waiting for an answer here. These poor people in their cars on the way home, they're waiting for Harry to type out what he wants to say.
This is not working live.
Okay. And because the album is out tomorrow, it feels like a good time.
I mean, this is not being filmed. It literally could be anyone doing that.
Yeah.
But it's Harry Styles, so I just confirmed to the listeners that he is actually typing answers to the question.
I'm useless.
This is so weird.
I was having to think about your tour and that you do go around the world a lot. Do you document everything? Do either of you have a scrapbook, for example?
You had a scrapbook for a while, didn't you, Harry?
Well, that's about oh,
bad yeah, come on.
Don't ask Harry.
I'll answer on your behalf. He had a scrapbook for a while. You do some little pictures and stuff on the plane.
Okay. I have an 8mm camera.
Okay, well, that's nice.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've made a conscious decision to take more photos this year, definitely. But other than that,
yeah, it's a good scrapbook, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Like having an iPhone.
It's the modern scrapbook now. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, it's very true.
It's the modern scrapbook.
Yeah, it really is.
But it'll be nice to look back on when you've got a couple of weeks off or whatever, and you go, oh, that was a fun time. Where are your favourite places to tour?
We always liked Australia, didn't we?
Australia, amazing.
Australia is
Japan,
always good.
Amazing.
Yeah, really good time there.
South America in general was just
everywhere.
It's actually all just really good.
Yeah,
it's all good.
When we got off the plane in Mexico, remember the traffic? There was no traffic on the one side of the thing, and then the whole traffic was just people following us. And it was like a van with like the door open.
That was Argentina.
Hanging out and stuff. It was crazy.
Buenos Aires.
Yeah.
and there's all police bikes going. Like, it gets really intense over there, but it is a lot of fun.
do you think you'll miss it a bit though? There'll be an adjustment period.
Of course, we've done like 4 years straight touring. It feels like, so it is going to be weird next year not being on the road. But
not seeing the same faces every day at work is crazy.
Because your year would have been like, well, we're going to be in Canada then, and then March we're going to go to America and all the rest of it. But now you'd be like, I'm going to go and see my nan.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're going to be doing a bit of golf, Niall. That's your plan.
Yeah. He answered the question for me. Yeah.
So you're going to try and go pro.
No, just to try and get as good as I
can. You got good tips. You taught me a good tip at that driving range one time.
Well, what was the tip?
The tip was to drop the left shoulder a bit more. Remember, we were doing it and I hit the most perfect drive. It was wonderful.
Okay,
thank you.
Go pro.
Liam, what about you? What's it going to be in the next few months when you've had a bit of time off?
Well, I think obviously we're all going to take a break for a little bit first and then kind of consider where we are in the world. And then, like, I just want to write songs. That's been the most fun process out of this, except for touring, has been the writing of the songs. Obviously, you know, we're going to come back, so there's something to write for as well. So for us and for other people, I just want to do, I guess.
So you want to do some stuff so you can write about stuff?
Yeah, because we haven't really had time to write an album. Yeah. 2 years off, and writing's not really a job. It's so much fun, and we've always had to rush it. So it's going to be nice in the 2 years. I'm going to write a few songs and see what happens.
Yeah, Niall's going to be writing about golf.
Yeah.
I've got this new song about the driving range.
It's going to be part of that. Niall on Radio
1
with a new single,
Hole in One. Liam, what about you? What are you going to be up to? Sorry, Luke, what are you going to
be doing? I'd probably the same as Liam. I reckon we'll probably team up, do a bit of writing together. And then I've got, the little imprint thing. I'll be probably trying to find some people to scout up, hopefully, yeah.
Louis, you're going to take over the world in music, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm going to take over the world in music. Niall's becoming a golf pro. Yeah, it's going to be
the universe is expanding.
The universe is expanding.
And what are you saying, Harry?
The universe is expanding.
So you're going to go to university, is that right?
University's expanded.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's talk Live Lounge today then. So we're going to have six tracks.
Yeah.
Two of which are going to be covers.
Yeah.
And how did you choose the tracks? Because obviously there's a lot, and there'll be a lot of pressure from your fans to go, oh my God, you've got to play my favorite one.
So it was hard. Because obviously there's a lot of Live Lounges and people have done. And we wanted to do something that wasn't really what we would usually do.
Yeah.
So we wanted to change it up a bit. And then we just have a little surprise.
Okay.
That we've been.
The surprise is exciting. Surprise is really exciting. Yeah.
All right, do you want to keep it as surprise?
Yeah, we'd like to keep it as surprise. Okay. I think we're going to do it last as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So we've been practicing and rehearsing, and it sounds good, and we're excited. We're actually really excited.
Yeah. Surprise. Really, really excited. Yeah.
And I suppose getting time to rehearse and things has been a problem. That's why things like Live Lounge haven't really happened, because you're just always around and.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a couple of days this week that we went in and spent time, because we're obviously doing a few. Or six tracks, as you said, so we had to rehearse some of them, and some of them we haven't done yet, some of them we have done on tour,
and some of them got strings and stuff in as well, which that's so exciting,
which is cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got to work with a string section this week.
It's really nice.
Great.
Nice.
Well, we're very excited. It's going to be live from 5 o'clock on Radio 1. It'll be uninterrupted as well, so it'll
four
be
and a half minutes.
live, properly live. Whatever happens, and it's just going to be brilliant.
I need a week.
You need a wee. Okay, you go for a wee. We're going to play Bieber, which is not related at all. And then we'll be back just after 5 o'clock with One Direction live. Huh?
Cool.